Melania Trump recalled Mar-a-Lago raid. Issued warning about FBI day before second assassination attempt. By Katherine Hamilton on September 16, 2024. Former First Lady Melania Trump issued a warning about the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, the day before the second assassination attempt of her husband, former President Donald Trump, at his golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida, on Sunday. Melania Trump specifically warned of the federal government's abuse of power while recalling the unprecedented FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago in August of 2022. FBI agents raided the former First Lady's wardrobe while searching the estate, in what ultimately became the now-dismissed classified documents case against Trump. It was later revealed that the FBI was authorized to use deadly force if necessary during the raid of Mar-a-Lago when seizing suspected classified documents. The FBI is notably leading both investigations into the assassination attempts of Trump. The first attempt occurred on July 13, when Trump was centimeters away from death by a bullet that took off part of his ear during a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. The FBI and Secret Service received intense backlash for their security failures following the first attempt and leading up to the second attempt, although there has been a marked lack of accountability for those failures. In a video posted to X on Saturday, Melania Trump spoke over images of Mar-a-Lago, Trump's Palm Beach estate, with scrolling text of the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which is supposed to protect Americans from unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. The video was created as a promotion for her upcoming memoir. "I never imagined my privacy would be invaded by the government here in America," the former First Lady says in the video. "The FBI raided my home in Florida and searched through my personal belongings. This is not just my story, it serves as a warning to all Americans, a reminder that our freedom and rights must be respected." Last week, Melania Trump also posted a video promoting her memoir Melania, raising questions about the first assassination attempt on her husband. "The attempt to end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience," Melania said. "Now, the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story, and we need to uncover the truth." While former President Trump narrowly escaped death during the first assassination attempt, former Pennsylvania Fire Chief Corey Comprator was shot and killed that day while protecting his wife and daughter. Two other men, James Kapenhaver and David Dutch, were also seriously injured during the Butler assassination attempt.